Time now for your letters. There were many letters about last week's story by reporter Nick Miroff about fight clubs in Silicon Valley. David Austin from Marlton, New Jersey wrote, "With all the violence in the world right now, the wars, the genocides, the rampant killing in the streets of America, what could possibly motivate NPR to run a story like this? Wow, how insightful. An in-depth look at a bunch of obviously self-absorbed, self-loathing, stuck at age 13 knuckleheads pounding the bejesus out of each other for the entertainment of an obviously deranged older pervert, the one who supplies his garage. There was absolutely no redeeming value to this story." Ted Gilley from North Bennington, Vermont wrote, "The idea apparently accepted as normal by the participants that beating one another with fists and sticks is a legitimate means of self-expression is about as far from the reality of an authentic expression of manhood as can be imagined. But what was more disturbing was that I didn't find the report surprising. After all, in a country where the young men increasingly resemble a gang of bikers, what could be more normal than formalized mayhem? One can only imagine what values such men will pass on to their sons." Now, last week we also ran a story by Chris Joyce about the sounds that the planet Saturn makes. Pam Link in Harwood, Maryland says, "I was in my barn tacking up my horse while listening to your program when space noise started coming out of the radio and my horse turned around in his stall, ears pricked, listening very intently. I tried to get his mind back on the matter at hand, but he was having none of it. Was he hearing his deep, primordial voices? When the noise stopped, so did he." And this from Barbara Shore in Sacramento. "Imagine my surprise to hear, literally, that Saturn sounds exactly like the soundtrack to Disney's 50s live-action film Forbidden Planet. I hate to disappoint the scientists overseeing the Saturn project, but they could have saved themselves a lot of time just by tuning into an oldies station and sitting back with a box of popcorn." Wherever you are in the universe, you can write us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. And when you write, please tell us where you're from and how we should pronounce your name.